Today on Real Radio.
We need to really stop goofing off with our faith and get dead serious. Here's the reason why. There should be no weak, wounded, wimpy, whining Christians when you read that verse.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his verse-by-verse series through Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and we're looking at a section in chapter 2 where Apostle Paul makes a grand declaration. The natural man, one who is not born from above, will not and cannot understand the things of God. Instead, he simply relies on the conventional wisdom of the world. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a lesson called Worlds in Collision.
God can see it. We've been marked by the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us that His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons and daughters of God. Do you know that in your life? It's exciting to know. So he's our guarantee. Listen, in 2 Corinthians 3:17, the Bible says, as I read earlier, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So it's a liberated life. It's a lordship life. Look at lordship, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Every believer right here, right now, has been adopted by God into the family of God. And He's personal. As I read earlier, Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit. But keep this in mind, Galatians 4, verse 5, He's the gift. The Bible says in Galatians 4, 5, so that He might redeem those who were under the law. That is, every human being on earth is under the judgment of the law of God, condemned. That we might receive the adoption as sons, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son. Look at the capital S in your Bible. The Holy Spirit of His Son into your hearts. What's the result? You cry out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a what? Son, are you excited about this? Is it just me? This is awesome. You guys can go out of here today absolutely resilient to the world that's around you. Because listen, when the world comes picking on you, you say, wait a minute. The Holy Spirit of God lives inside of me. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm born again. I'm going to heaven. So you know what? You take that thing. This lady came up to me last week. She goes, my husband's having a terrible time with pornography. I go, where's he getting that from? She goes, from the computer, from the internet. And I said, well, is it important to you? She goes, this is going to destroy my marriage. And it will. What do I do? I said, take the computer and throw it in the yard. She goes, just bring it back in. I go, bust it up. Well, come to find out, she had a swimming pool. That'd do it. Take the computer. And she was afraid. She said, he'll go crazy. So you know what? Let him go crazy. In fact, call 911 right before you throw it in the pool. Think about that. It's all over the news right now. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe Satan's trying to wake us up to something. But have you noticed people have been finding snakes on their porches and stuff across America? Rattlesnakes, boa constrictors, people finding snakes on their doors. I hate snakes. What's with that? Why is a snake coming to the door of somebody's house? Would somebody open the door? Honey, a rattler. Come on in. Somebody put the little mouse guts on the ground. Let them come on in. You would never do that. And yet, chatting with your little boyfriend from high school. What are you doing? I'd rather let a rattlesnake into my house than your old boyfriend from high school. Amen. Well, we're just chatting. That's how people get pregnant. That's how divorce comes. That's how you have an affair. Wow. Number two. Oh, dear. Number two. Verses 13 to 14 is this. When the spiritual hits the physical. Wow. Worlds in collision. When the spiritual hits the physical, the spiritual, listen, goes deeper. The spiritual goes deeper, and it can go deeper. The physical world cannot go deep. Verse 13 says, these things we also speak, not in words which men's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. Note the contrast. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Theologians, by the way, differ as to the exact meaning of verse 13. What is the word usage and why is it spoken this way? Simply this. Listen, the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. The word here is where we get the word pneumatic. Pneuma, spirit, or wind-driven, matic, movement. The Spirit of God teaches. What? He teaches the truth to those who are of the Spirit, relating spiritual things with spiritual things, meaning the Spirit of God is teaching you, the believer, every day, every time you crack open the Bible. Listen, every time you look through God glasses and you're in the mind meditation of God, God's going to be speaking to you about stuff. The Holy Spirit will do that, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But one thing's for sure, even though theologians disagree as to what exactly, is it God speaking to the believer or is it the Bible backing up the Bible? Hey, listen, I'm not going to split hairs. It's all good news, all of that. But this they agree on, that it's the Holy Spirit that reveals truth to the children of God. That's his method, to reveal truth. The word spiritual here is powerful. Are you of the Spirit? Are you outside the physical? Are you wind-driven, as it were, spirit-driven? We also get the word supernatural from this. You and I are Christians now living in a world, and listen, I want to say this. I'm hearing too much about this part-time Christianity junk. You're either Christian 24/7 or you're not at all. Stop goofing around with yourself. Stop trying to fool yourself. Well, you know what? On Wednesday, I'm going to stop being a Christian. Listen, you don't decide to be a Christian 24/7. Because God has saved you for real, you are a Christian 24/7. Now, having said that, check this out. Way back when, Emanuel Velikovsky, you can look him up. You can read about him. He's a Russian physicist, dead and gone now. Way back late 1880 something or other, I don't know. But anyway, studying physics, Emanuel Velikovsky said, you know what? He's not a believer. He said, you know what? Physical and spiritual. The spiritual realm, there's so much in our world that we cannot see that I could see why people think spiritual thoughts, he said. And when he began to study physics and he became the brilliant man that he was, now this is very unorthodox to think, but it's more theoretical physics. Now watch this. He said, it is possible that the world that you and I live in, listen everybody, you're with me, the world that you and I live in right here, right now, is to us very real. Why? Because we are here. But he said, if you would slightly alter the molecular structure of things, let's say everything moves left just a nanosecond of a movement, then what happens? Then he said, a train could be going through this sanctuary right now, going 80 miles an hour, with people reading, sipping tea, reading a magazine, going through the sanctuary with just a slight molecular change of this physical universe that you and I know. It is theoretically possible. But for the Christian, we go, yep, uh-huh. We know this because the Bible says that when the Word of God, by the way, is presented, angels look into those things which are being presented. The Bible warns us that you and I better be careful how we treat a stranger because many have entertained an angel without being aware of it. What happens? Angels, not demons, but angels in the Bible have the power to appear and disappear at will in the physical realm. So could Emanuel Velikovsky be too far off? I think he was flirting with thoughts of eternity. Worlds in collision. What you do, why you do it, and for whom you do it speaks about your invisible commitment. Why do you do what you do? If you live this life to be successful and to leave your kids an empire, what's the meaning to that? Are they going to crash your empire? Are they going to spend all your money? Are they capable? But if you lead your kids, and I'm not knocking being successful, God bless you if you're, God has blessed you if you're successful. But what are you going to do with those treasures that God has given you? It matters. Why? Because there's a spiritual world and a physical world. And only the Christian rightly understands that there's a physical and spiritual world, and we have chosen to elevate the spiritual existence over the physical. You and I today must decide to have our physical world be a subservient tool to the spiritual world in which you and I represent. I'm speaking to you right now. I have vocal cords. I have a tongue. All this stuff's working. It's the Spirit using the physical apparatus to speak spiritual truth. In a second, I could talk about aeronautics. But that would not be spiritual. I'm now choosing to use the tool that God has given me to speak about things other than spiritual things. But the fuck, watch this. But the moment I do that, listen, atheist, unbeliever, agnostic, evolutionist, the moment I do that, talk about aeronautics, eventually I'm going to deal with the laws of God that he's created. I've got to come back to God. I've got to be understanding that when I'm flying along in the clouds and it's stormy and you can't see out the window, you got to put faith in the instruments. And no one stops in that moment and says, you know what? I'm not going to believe these things. Can you imagine your pilot? You're landing in an LAX. I landed into LAX recently. It was foggy. And you can hear the computer flying the plane. You can hear it. Can you imagine that pilot? I'm not going to believe this stuff. I'm going to pull up. Oh, no, that guy's like this, man. He's trusting the computer. Can you imagine? He's got 300 people on the plane. He's going to trust the computer? I don't know how computers work in your life, but they don't work in my life. You realize, think about that. Any law in this universe, you say, yep, that's what I believe in. I believe in this. And you're going to leave God out of it? Why don't you be an expert on that law that you're claiming to love? It will bring you to the knowledge of God. Amen. Think about that. It's the things of the Spirit. It's the things of God that will take you deeper. Jesus said in John 14:26, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Wow. And bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. What an amazing thing. What an awesome thing that is. Very, very powerful. Also this, verse 14, spiritual things. Spiritual goes further. Spiritual goes further. The natural man, that is the man without God, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. He can't receive. Why? You know, it's the first point. Unbelief. He's unbelieving. He can't receive the things of God. And this is the tragic truth. The person who says, I don't believe in God. You watch this. Imagine an atheist goes out, or an unbeliever goes out on a limb of a tree, turns around, and begins to saw the branch that he's sitting on. Every stroke he makes with that blade, the closer he is to peril, right? The closer he is to falling down. Think about this for a moment. The spiritual goes further than the physical can. And when the physical, which is the world identified by doubt and unbelief, says, I don't believe this. I don't believe that. I don't believe this. Every blade movement until you stand in the proverbial cement so long declaring why you don't believe this, and I don't believe that, and I know, until the cement hardens and you cannot get out. You know what happens, you guys? This is what happened to Pharaoh. God gave Pharaoh the chance to get out. Pharaoh stood in the cement until the cement sets, and then when that happens, you will not be able to convince, witness, or get somebody out of their unbelief. They are sealed for destruction. So be careful what you joke around about regarding, I can't believe in God because of this and because of that. How about this? The spiritual goes beyond. It does, and not only goes further, it goes beyond. Beyond. That's why it's spiritual. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The unbelieving man will never understand the things of this world, nor the things of the Spirit. And it's the unbeliever that's got the biggest mouth, attacking belief, attacking faith, making fun of. And you can show them the evidence and they will not believe. Listen, Jesus said it himself. He said, I'm telling you now, even if somebody rose from the dead, they would not believe. Wow. The believer, Christian today, see this word discern? Listen to this. They are spiritually discerned. This is what the word is in the original Greek. Spiritually scrutinized. Christians are to spiritually scrutinize everything, to spiritually investigate, to spiritually interrogate. The word means to spiritually give an appraisal of what's going on around you. Judge it. Christian, judge what's happening. Judge what you're hearing. In light of what? Your judgment? Are you kidding me? In light of the Word of God. Let the Bible judge. This is kind of fun. You guys, you want to put this slide up on the screen? Robert Jastrow, check this out. Keep it on the screen. Let me give you a little bit of background. I was, my dad had told me years and years ago, my brother and I told us, he said, you know, someday we're going to go see my second cousin. We're going to go see my second cousin. He's right up here at Pasadena. For years, I grew up hearing about Albert Hibbs. If you're a rocket scientist, you know who Albert Hibbs is. Albert Hibbs was a senior fellow at Jet Propulsion Laboratory. You can Google him. He is a genius. And we were related to him. I don't know where I was when they handed out the brains, but apparently Albert Hibbs got all the brains. But Albert Hibbs worked with Robert Jastrow on the lunar space program. Who's Robert Jastrow? Well, Robert Jastrow, NASA astronomer, graduate of Columbia University with numerous doctorates in theoretical physics, chairman of NASA's Lunar Exploration Committee, director of Goddard Space Center, professor of Earth Sciences at Dartmouth, and director of the Mount Wilson Observatory here in California. Quote, theologians generally are delighted with the proof that the universe had a beginning. But astronomers are curiously upset. It turns out that the scientist behaves the same or the way the rest of us do when our beliefs are in conflict with the evidence. Next slide. For the scientist who has lived by his faith, stop right there. Scientist, are you a scientist today? You live by faith. Everyone lives by faith. For the scientist who lives by faith in the power of reason, the story ends like a bad dream. He has scaled the mountains of ignorance, and he is about to conquer the highest peak. As he pulls himself over the final rock, he is greeted by a band of theologians who have been sitting there for centuries. That's the director of NASA's Space Center, Goddard. The more you pursue the things that God has given you in this world, you will either with unbelief come to the conclusion that your world in collision is a world that has been manipulated by you and how you want it to turn out. But their truth and the reality is the story, we've read the Bible, we know how it ends. And that's a great truth. That's a great excitement. When worlds are in collision, it's when knowledge hits ignorance. Knowledge discovers. Verse 15 says, but he who is spiritual judges all things. Christian, because the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you can stand up straight and you can read between the lines and you can know what's going on over the hill, as it were, spiritually. The Holy Spirit will talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen, church family, start nurturing that quiet, still, small voice relationship between you and the Lord. Let him speak to you. When you meet somebody, let God speak to you. Let them talk. Listen. Judge them. Not condemn them. Judge them. Scrutinize. Evaluate. Appraise in light of God's word. Knowledge discovers. Not only that, verse 16 tells us that knowledge knows. Sounds kind of funny, huh? But knowledge knows. God-given knowledge allows you and I to know. For he who has known the, who has known the mind of the Lord? Answer is, that's impossible. That he may instruct him. Who's going to tell God what to do? Nobody. Why? Because we don't know the mind of God. And here is a radical, radical teaching Paul gives by opposite or contradiction. You see that word but? Can you circle it? You ought to circle it in your Bible several times until it's a black ring around it. But we have the mind of Christ. We need to really stop goofing off with our faith and get dead serious. Here's the reason why. There should be no weak, wounded, wimpy, whining Christians when you read that verse. Do you have a problem? I don't care what it is. We have all got problems. But when I read that closing verse, who hath known the mind of the Lord or been his instructor? Answer screams throughout the eternity. Nobody can instruct God. Then he turns right around to the believer and says, hey, you faith-filled follower of Christ, you have the mind of Christ. What does that mean? If we really believe him and have faith in God, our world will be in collision with an unbelieving world constantly. If you want it easy, go to the beach. Christianity is at war with unbelief. And it's tough. It's amazing. It's brutal. Guess what? Keep reading. We win. In fact, we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of God unto the day of redemption. Technically, we've already won. We need to get up and act like it. Instead of wandering around whining, all the things that have victimized you and the people that have hurt you along the way, you know what? No one wants to hear you. No one wants to listen to your drivel any longer. Because you know what? We're trying to follow Jesus. And listen, in a marriage, stop pointing fingers at each other. Stop it. Get up. Follow Christ. Well, what if he? Stop it. Get up. You follow Jesus. If he doesn't want to follow Jesus, you follow him anyway. Well, what about my kids and my teacher, my school, my world, my thing, my nothing? Hey, listen, follow him. Have faith in God and understand something. You've got the ability to pick up the Bible and know what the mind of Jesus is on this issue, on that thing. Yeah, some of you have it or used to have it on your bracelet. What would Jesus do? WWJD. It's, listen, this is what WWJD, this is my thing. What would Jack do? Not the right thing. Whatever Jack would do, do the opposite. And that will be the Jesus thing to do.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a study called Worlds in Collision. It's a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16, where the Apostle Paul continues building his case for godly wisdom and spiritual discernment. Worlds in Collision. It's part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look at this New Testament letter, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Meanwhile, when you get a chance, visit realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. You can hear today's broadcast once again if you'd like. You can also check out past editions of Real Radio. You can shop the books, the DVDs, and the audio presentations that we offer. And you can also subscribe to Words to the Wise. That's Pastor Jack's devotional that we think you're really going to like, which, by the way, you can get by email. Words to the Wise. It's a great way to keep in touch with Real Radio, as well as learn and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. Our telephone number, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.